Thanks for listening. This is Momentum, the entrepreneurship podcast for photographers. I'm your host, Nate Grahek, portrait photographer and entrepreneur. Join me each week as I interview the most successful and inspiring photographers in our industry. We bring you innovative and proven business strategies you can use to shift the momentum in your own photography business, giving you the freedom to do more of what you love in business and in life. On today's show, we have Daphne Ellenberg. It's an honor to have her on the show. She is a powerhouse of photography talent and marketing and business expertise. We've got a great show in which she's sharing with us how she's pulling off over 2,000 shoots a year. She's averaging 5 to 10 sessions a week, sometimes more, working out of her studio in downtown Mobile, Alabama. She shares this great story of how she first started her business and decided to open a brick and mortar studio and what it took and the pressure that put on her and how she's pulled through and grown a thriving business. She offers a great marketing tactic of how she's partnering with other professional services vendors in her city. She focuses on photographing portraits of infants and little people, she says, of all sizes. And as a result, she's partnered with some really interesting other businesses in her area that I was really surprised by. But when she tells the story, it starts to make a lot of sense. And she's taking the partnership idea of how she can collaborate and do cross-marketing with these other small businesses in a really unique way. It's been a while since I've heard a totally original idea, and I promise you, you are going to really love this episode. So let's jump in. Here is Daphne. Thank you so much for being on the show, Daphne. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's nice to be invited.
So let's jump in to talking about BNI. I think it's a really interesting marketing strategy, and there's a lot of work that goes into it. And I, as much as I've heard about it, it's a pretty significant investment. Could you share with listeners who don't know what BNI is, and then how you're making it work for you?
Oh, yes, sure. BNI is a network referral group, and there's different groups within your town. So you belong to a chapter within one area, and inside that chapter is only one of each profession. So what's neat about that is you're the only photographer, and the goal would be that they refer photography-related business to you, like for example, they're all business professionals. They all need headshots. So We do most of their headshot business. So that alone pays for your membership if you can get everybody's headshot. But then most of these people are running small businesses and they have families. So a lot of times you get their family portraits. And if you do a good job for them, you'll get everybody else that they know. So it's a great way to get some word of mouth business and to be able to help someone else's business grow too.
That's so cool. So there's a lot I want to pull apart here. So let's start with ways that if somebody were to just join a BNI, there's a pretty steep sign up fee, right?
You have a like an application fee that's a little over $150, yep. And then your significant contribution is $450. Be fully in. So you're investing a little over $500. But The neat thing about this is that if you really want to see that it's making money for you, you can just dial in and see all the money that you made that year, that month, since you've been a member. And my first year, we made a little over 10 grand. And I'm told that your first year is your slowest year. So we've made a little bit more than that solely BNI every year. And this will be our third year.
That is so great. So how are you keeping track of where that you're giving BNI the credit? How do you keep track of that?
Everything is done through like BNI software. So when someone sends you a referral, you get a generated email. And then if you close that referral, you key in generated dollars. So it's like thank you bucks. Like, hey, thanks for sending me this guy.
Yeah.
So it's very organized. And I think that is one of the neatest appeals to me, is because I really want to see that I'm making that money.
Yeah. So it's a little bit smarter, like notepad, where you can just credit, making sure when you get the referral. So number one, there's something about referral-based marketing. And when everybody's in it with this shared vision of helping each other grow their business, feels like the referral is done in such a little bit more professional way, right?
Because it's like having your own team of cheerleaders. So like somebody hears, oh, so-and-so's having a baby. Oh, I've got to get him Daphne's card. So, I mean, it's really nice.
So to compare and contrast for a second. So let's say I always talk about how our customer base is our greatest source of ambassadors and cheerleaders and salespeople, right? Mm-hmm. But our customers are busy, they're running lives, et cetera. Have you noticed a difference in the quality of like a referral from a customer versus a referral from somebody in BNI?
I put probably a same weight. It depends because a lot of my BNI members are also my customers. So, I mean, they can speak
about
me.
One and the same.
You know, they can speak about me just like my best customer. And for instance, my best customer asked me to join BNI with her, which is kind of my favorite thing.
That is so cool. All right. And finally, making sure that when you first get started, starting with something simple, like a simple pitch where you can help all of the other members in the group with headshots. And then how did you grow it from there into offering other services?
Well, every meeting, you have to speak about your business, like what's going on that week, what kind of referrals you're looking for. So whatever is busy for me, I can talk about, and that keeps what I'm doing in their mind to be able to send more referrals to me. Right. But you know, a lot of times once we photograph their family, they think about us for just about everything else, which it's really nice.
Interesting. So would you recommend if a photographer was to do it in their city, would you make the strategy about getting the shooting the family portraits for the different business people in the group, or finding a way to help them with their business somehow?
Well, everyone's there to grow their business. So if you think about that, people do business with people they know. If you look like your headshot, then that's great. But a lot of people don't look like their headshot anymore. So when you go to visit these meetings, you can assess that, because a lot of people want their headshot on their business card a lot, like a lot of, you know, bankers and mortgage people, and especially the realtors, they want to be seen with their face on that card. So, I mean, if that's something you can help them with, I mean, they would really like that. And I always give a little discount to my BNI members, which kind of sweetens it a little bit.
Oh, that's smart. All right. Very cool. It's good to hear that that's working for you. I think it's a really good strategy to making sure you're getting that return and tracking it, because, and we can have this thread kind of throughout the conversation. There's so many different opportunities to invest in different marketing tactics, right? Exactly. But it sounds like you're really taking care to track what's working. And tell me a little bit how you've managed and kept track of the different strategies you've used and measured their effectiveness or their return on investment.
Well, I'm not super organized. Like, I don't have a Excel spreadsheet, but whenever anyone calls in, I always like to ask how you heard about us. And then when I'm typing in their information on my calendar, I'll put some notes, heard about us here, heard about us there. And I can go back through and kind of see where that business is coming from. Because it's silly to keep throwing money if it never brings you a client.
Right. That's awesome. And I think that's why BNI is pretty smart at having that software built in. So it makes it easy. It can't be another tool we've got to use, right? Just putting it, taking a note here and there in your existing calendar software, using BNI's free software they have, just some kind of way that when you're doing your kind of quarterly or annual review of different strategies you want to invest in, you've got to be able to look back, especially if you're deciding to like re-up a membership, like, hey, how many referrals did I get from this? Is this really paying for itself at a level we need it to?
Exactly. Because it is a big time commitment. So you really want to make sure you're making the most of it while you're there.
Cool. All right. Let's talk about trade shows. So what I was excited to talk to you about is I hear a lot of mixed reviews, a lot of people complaining about trade shows not being effective. There being way too many photographers at different wedding shows. It sounds like you've experienced the range as well. I'm excited for you to share with us what you've done and how to make trade shows effective strategy for you still.
Our big trade show is a local baby show. It travels the entire state of Alabama, and it goes a little bit into Florida and a little bit into Mississippi, but it travels during the summer months, and it's really great for us because it doesn't have an entry fee for your clients to get in. It's at a really attractive location, so you don't feel like you have to schlep all your stuff in in a back garage. And you have time to set it up, and it looks really attractive while you're there.
Okay.
So, I mean, to me, that's the best one. And since I've done it so many years in a row, I taught my B&I partners to do it with me because they have things that they can offer babies as well. And we kind of chain up. So there's like a little B&I chain.
That's so cool.
Everyone there says, oh, have you met so-and-so? And we just send them down to the next booth.
Okay. So there's a couple tactics we got to pull apart here. So first of all, let's think of the criteria and the different shows you've done, because there's been some that haven't panned out. If you're recommending to another photographer, again, in their city, what are some of the criteria that they should use to attend different trade shows over others?
I would say it's nice when they put a cap on what you do for a living. So I've done several wedding shows where there's like 20 to 30 wedding photographers. I mean, you're just white noise in a situation like that.
Right.
The baby show that I do, I was one of three. And I thought that was fabulous. I'm sure they would have packed in some more if they had it. But it's a big money expense. And small studios are not going to invest that $500 to come to that show just to hope they get one client.
Right, right. So just having the conversation, and when you go to register, like how many photographers are already registered? Where are we located in the trade show? How many more are you going to sell? Those are good questions to know the answers to.
Right. And always look at last year, because everything they did the year before is still public on their websites. So you can look in and see the vendor list to see if it's flooded with photographers. And maybe you don't want to do that, because I was asked if I would do the one across the bay here. And I'm like, I don't know, because it had plenty of photographers there. So I don't know if it would be as exciting as the one that's here in Mobile.
That's really good advice. All right. So now the stringing together and partnering with other businesses at the trade show, what are some of the ways you work together with other vendors?
We cater to a lot of pregnant women for their maternities. That's how we get most of our newborns. But a lot of pregnant women have a lot of aches and pains, so we can send them to the chiropractor that's in our group, and we do marketing for her to have at the show. We also cross market with life insurance, because it's nice to have your life photographed too, so you can remember it while you're still living.
Mm-hmm.
We also do some nice things with Edward Jones, because they have the prep for college, that 529.
Yeah.
That's a great thing, because, you know, when you have a baby, you're clustered with just tons of worries all at one time. And it's nice to be able to know people that you trust that you can send your clients to for the things that they need.
Wow. You say that so well. I've got a 4 and a 6-year-old, and you just listed through like all services that I've had to handle in the last 4 years.
You just don't think about it.
Yeah, right. Every single time I've hired somebody, it's come from a referral from somebody that I trust, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a nice way to keep your business growing. And I mean, your clients are, you know, if you treat them right, they are going to just sing your praises.
Right, exactly. Let's dig into one of your bigger strategies as partnerships. Over time, you've been in business for 9 years now, full-time for 3. How long did it take you to realize how important it is to partner with other businesses?
When I got my freestanding location, I was really nervous, because like I felt like I had all this pressure. Because you know, when you're doing it at home, it's not that much pressure. I mean, you know, I'm still going to pay my mortgage. I'm still going to pay my electric bill. So right. I'm not, you know, if I'm not busy, it's not a big deal. But here, I mean, I don't want to be a burden on my family because my business is struggling because I couldn't get out there and hustle some clients in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is my biggest motivation, is I don't want my family to do without, so I can chase after my dream here in my little Sarah Land studio.
Good for you. I love that hunger you've got. So how much do you have to cover making that big leap? Let's talk about that now too, because I think that was a big motivator for you. So you were doing it for 9 years, mm-hmm. or would have been 6 years. And were you did you know you wanted to work towards having a studio the whole time?
Well, I've always enjoyed it, and I really liked having my studio in my home because I have small children, so it made my life so nice and easy because they were always around. But as my business got bigger, I had more and more people in and out of my house, and right. I photograph a lot of small children, and when I'm photographing siblings, kids would disappear, and they would be upstairs playing with my daughter or be downstairs hanging out with my son. This is bad, but they were all having a great time. And my husband's like, I really think that you should think about getting your own spot. And I'm like, I can't afford that. And he's like, sure you can. And he ran all my numbers and showed me where it was possible. And we went looking for this place and found it by accident, was looking for something else and stumbled upon this one. And this guy was Johnny on the spot, showed it to me. I loved it. My husband had the deposit in his pocket. I didn't even know. I mean, it was fabulous.
Your husband was motivated too. That's great.
I mean, you know, it's nice when they want you to succeed as much as you do.
That's so powerful to have that team, a teammate aspect. That's so cool.
Well, then he really goes over my numbers. So he helps me from doing things that I think are stupid.
Yeah. That's really valuable. Just having somebody to dialogue your business decisions with is invaluable. That's really huge. Okay. So how much do you pay in rent, and what would you have to cover in the studio?
Well, my rent and all my expenses. So like I've got rents and utilities, and you've got cable and your software lease and your PPA. I figure up everything, like whatever it costs to run your website. And like our hard costs are just a hair under $2,000 a month.
Okay.
So it's not horrendous.
But that's a big amount. There's a lot of listeners on the call here that they probably are barely making $2,000 a month or less than that in different parts of the season.
Mm-hmm. I think that includes like you have to think about all your hidden costs. Cause you know, I used to think I could get by for $1,200. Like I used to, like when I was started out, I was like, oh, and he makes $1,200. But you don't think about all the hidden costs, like where you have to send out your mailers, you have to pay for your email or your minimum electrical bill. Like you just don't think about those things until you're in it for a while.
That's so smart. So there's a couple good takeaways here. For those of you that are considering reaching out and building or getting an actual in-person studio, there are some advantages, but I think that waiting until the business can support it is it already comes with a level of stress, right? Even when you already had a business established that you could count on, it would be so much scarier if you were only 6 months or a year into starting where you had those fixed costs. And I think that a lot of times we as business owners, we get so excited by a new idea or a new strategy or new tactic that we don't slow down and think and add up. It doesn't take a lot of time. It just takes, I think, a moment to stop, right? And add up all of those, what you call hidden costs, because they add up so quickly. $10 here a month, $100 here a month, all of that adds up. And it's really good to know that actual number.
It is. And it really keeps you focused on what's important. And the other neat thing is if you track your sales, we're just like any other business. I mean, you have better months than other months. So it's good to hoard for the slower months.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Does having a studio help you weather the slower months where are you doing most of your shooting in studio, or do you do on location at all, or no?
We offer on location, but I'm a bit of a control freak. So, I do my best to make the inside look like outside. So we've got some fabulous backdrops from Denny's. We love Denny's, and they're local here in town. So we get most of our stuff from them, and they really help our studio to shine.
That's so cool. And it just gives you all that much more flexibility. You're not losing time and energy to reschedules and the whims of the weather, right?
Right. And if I want something, I can just call them and it's there and I can just drive over and get it. Like if I have some crazy idea, they'll be like, yeah, we got that.
That's so great. Awesome. Okay. So now that we've talked about the brick and mortar, let's transition to when you realized that the value of partnering with other small businesses?
I think that I picked up on that with my BNI, because I've partnered with doctor's offices. And, you know, you would think that, you know, if you do babies, doctor's offices are like the greatest thing, but no one likes going to the doctor. And so doctor's offices don't really bring as much business to me as like my life insurance agent. Like, yeah, she's selling something that's the most valuable thing, like how you're going to plan for like people after you're not here. And that's an emotional thing to be attached to. And if you can attach a photograph to that emotion, so like if she has a really great sale, we've created some gift cards for her to be able to give her best clients that look like a gift from her that invites them to come and have their life photographed. And I think that that is something that's valuable. And we get some really wonderful clients from her.
Okay. I've never heard of this concept. This is so cool. Okay. So walk me through it step by step.
So I dabble in graphic design. I'm not a graphic designer, but I do pretty darn good. And yeah, I make postcards, and they'll have my client's picture on them, especially if I've done their headshot. So I have access to all their good stuff. Mm-hmm. And it'll be like a thank you. Like some of them look like hands with a present, or it's designed to look like a present. And on the back, it'll say something nice and wordy, like take a moment to enjoy your life. We'd like to enjoy this complimentary photo session. And we usually give a print credit that will get them at least one print. So she doesn't have to feel like they're not getting that. And it makes it look like it's coming completely from them. And people in town know that my studio is not the cheapest studio, so they really feel like someone bought them something wonderful. And the trick is, in my experience so far, is that you have to put an expiration date on there. So like, yeah, if I get one from my client, it doesn't have an expiration date. It's like, it doesn't keep the same focus. So we try to make sure that they have a 30-day expiration on them. And most of those clients turn into repeat business and turn into wonderful sales for us.
That is so powerful. I like it. I want to go back up the stream. So I think because this is such a powerful strategy, it's probably going to help answer the question here. But what do you recommend? What's your tactics for getting that first meeting, for introducing yourself to the small business owner and talking about how you'd like to help them?
Well, I think first you have to figure out who does business that could help your business. So for me, you know, people that are having new babies are usually thinking about life insurance and college and maybe getting a bigger house. So finding people that are in those fields that can easily recommend you is something great. But more than that, it's what can I do to help you look like a rock star when you give away these little presents, because you know everybody wants to give their clients something nice. Like a realtor, like maybe it would say, let me put the first portrait on your new wall. I mean, that ties an emotion to an event, and they're going to think of you before they think of someone else when they're ready for that bigger home.
Right. So this idea of giving a gift card, that we'll just call it that, is because these custom-made gift cards, they're, mm-hmm, You're there's a subtle detail here that you're doing that I think is crucial to the success, is that you are creating and designing you're doing all of the work for them, right? Instead of just saying, like on the what wouldn't work, say, oh yeah, if you wanted to ever donate like a credit to one of your clients, just let me know, or just send them an email and let them know, like that wouldn't work, right?
No, I think it's better if it comes from them where they can present it as, look, I'd like you to have this, if they have like a welcome package for new clients, like we'd like to have information in there. Like, and it's kind of like, and you know, we do a information package for our clients. So these guys want to be in our package as well. So at first that's a good way to trade, like trade in the welcome packages. And then as your relationship grows, then you can offer more giveaways. But the trick is not to give everyone the same thing, especially like if you're in a small town like mine, word will get out like, everyone's getting this deal. You can go here too. So we try not to give the same things to different people. Like some people might get a discount off their session, or book a session, get a free print. But I mean, it's got to be a little bit different for everyone, I think.
And it's got to be special. Absolutely.
Right. And the big thing for me is, you know, when you order these things, I mean, you order in bulk because it saves you money, but you don't give them all away the first time. Like you might give them 25 and then you guys go out to lunch and say, hey, did you need some more of these? And you just happen to have 25 more in your bag. You know, it's about trickling it in. Like I don't want it to be just something that's collecting dust in the corner of their offices.
Yeah. And will you just write the expiration date in by hand?
Well, I ask them to do it. And if I get some that come in without an expiration date, it's just something like I'd say, hey, just remember to write that in for me. And
perfect.
And they know it helps them to come in and they want people to use their presents. So, I mean, a lot of people will just do it.
Yeah, that's so great. It's a win-win for everybody. You mentioned later that you also will do like a trade where they can both, that they have some of their marketing material you can put in your content. But flat out, what you're offering is you come into the meeting with just a way you can help them, right?
Exactly.
It's such a rock solid idea. I love it. So have you ever had any small business owner say no to that offer?
I'm really selective. So kind of like with BNI, I don't like have more than one life insurance agent or work with more than one, you know, Edward Jones guy. But it's nice to build that relationship. And then as you grow, like to find out like what else do these babies need? And then you can work your way into a different niche.
There's one other thing I want to talk about is some surprise you realize when you started working a little bit more at your studio. So you were typically doing your editing at home and only at the studio when you were doing shoots. But then you had somebody that was doing office work for you. So the studio was open more hours. Something started happening. Tell us that story.
I was in the studio and we had a walk-in one day, just random. I was in doing marketing these same kind of vouchers. We were in here with a business doing that in the back. And we have a sign on our door that says, you know, that we're open by appointment and it encourages you to call. But we had a walk-in and she turned in to be a phenomenal client who's already talking about coming back for more portraits. And if we wouldn't have been here, we'd have walked that business. So I was picking the brain of a gentleman named Jeff Brinson from Southwest Consulting, and he's like a business coach. Yep. And he said, you know, you might benefit to having somebody there. And I said, you know, I don't know if I can afford that, you know, because like, you know, summer's a little slow for me. And I said, you know, I'm kind of stretched out. And he says, well, what is something that you hate doing at your studio? And he says, well, what do you hate doing in general? And my answer is always laundry. I hate laundry. I have four children. They're changing clothes like five times a day.
Yep.
And I said, I hate laundry. He goes, what else do you hate? I said, I hate filing paperwork. And he goes, that's it. He says, how much paperwork is piled up on your desk? I said, quite a bit. He said, what is that stopping you from doing? I says, well, it's slowing down my email marketing because I can't market to my new clients. He says, what else? I said, well, it's slowing down my contact list. So I can't recontact them. I don't have their birthdays in my system. He goes, that's it. He says, you find someone. He says, a teenager, it's summertime. He said, someone will come in and do your paperwork and just answer questions. And I did it for last week was the first solid week. And almost every day, and it was only a few hours, like from 10 to 2, and he had a walk in almost every day, some days too. And that was business that we didn't even know was even a possibility. So I thought if this kid books one client, gets me information for one, that'll pay for what I pay him to be there for a month. And then when school starts back, it might be something that I have someone here during the day.
Right. Because this is supposed to be your slow season. You're already getting a couple walk-ins a day.
I know.
You had no idea we're there. That's so great.
So, I mean, imagine when it's busy. I mean, it could really turn into something.
That's such a cool finding. So I think that there's an analogy for this. I like to tell people a story on your website that it's a lot of times we don't know that people are stopping in and then leaving without calling you, right? Which is a really good strategy to use some kind of opt-in form that's easy to find on your site or maybe even some kind of pop-up. Or fade in. I think the word pop up is a little aggressive, but a way for visitors to your site to learn more information and subscribe to your newsletter or get a free download or something like that, because we don't always know that somebody's coming to our front door, right? And now you've been able to identify this even in person by just having somebody there and make sure the door is open and capturing all of those people that probably would have just left.
Right. And now I can make a list of all the other things I don't want to do. So now this kid can, you know, vacuum and maybe do some dusting. And it's really shaping into making my life so much better.
What were some tips for finding the right type of intern or employee like that?
Well, I think that's another thing where you could get someone to refer you someone. Like my oldest child is a student at the high school. So we do a lot of, you know, freebies at the high school. So we get to know a lot of these kids. So to me, that's the first place that I would go, is to look for, you know, someone responsible from the high school, because those kids are always looking for gas money. So it's a win-win, I think.
Exactly. Yep. That's fantastic. All right. Well, this has been so fun. Let's wrap up. If you could share a quick story about how you use sticky albums and any specific story that has come up where you felt like it's worked well, where you've come in and realized, or you've had a client come in as a result of how you've been using sticky albums.
Well, the biggest way that we use it is with our baby clients. It's built into every baby package that we have. So whether you come in every month or every 3 months, you're going to get a sticky album of the images that you select and purchase that day. And we go all out and make sure that you have that album within 24 to 48 hours, and they will be bothering me for it if they don't have it, because they love to share it. And we tie in an animotive video at the end, so it'll have more in the video than what they bought. And a lot of times we'll get additional orders from grandparents just on the sticky album, which to me is a win-win, because everybody wants those portraits. And especially if you photograph a baby, I mean, that's something that they're going to keep for the rest of our lives. And I always think about that, as I want my baby pictures to be so special, because I know it's something that they're going to enjoy and their children are going to enjoy. And it's a way for you to kind of live forever.
Yeah, right. So, so you say that there's a subtle detail you put here, that they only get the images that they purchase. So do you have any concerns once you do deliver the sticky album about screenshots or anything like that?
No. We logo everything. So the other neat thing that we do is a lot of my packages have built-in social media sharing, and we'll share wherever they want because we're everywhere. But most of them want that Facebook share, and we make sure that all of our images have our logo on it. We do a signature stamp, and we'll have, I believe, a year stamp on there as well, just so you can kind of keep track. But once you have clients over and over again, it's fun to see them have your own little folder on their phone with all your stuff. So
yeah,
it's
so
really neat.
Oh, that's really cool. So they'll make like a folder for all of the different sticky albums you've sent them.
It is. Because we have a lot of clients that come in every month to have their baby photographed. And once they start passing those around, it's fun to watch them, to see how many different people are seeing those apps.
Right, right. Have you seen, when people come in, do they ask for, how do they get their own app like that?
We do it at the pitch. We offer every session a free consult, and we show it at the consult as something that sets us apart. And 9 times out of 10, they've never seen anything like it. So we look so amazing.
Yeah, that's really cool. So it's a cool way to help close a deal and set yourself apart. That's awesome.
And a lot of times I throw it in like, and this month everyone's getting this digital album, and not everybody knows I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Right. Of course. One tactic I like sharing is, even if they don't purchase enough for that top package to get that bonus, to using the sticky album to pull through, you can still send them something smaller. But what I like what you're doing is, because everybody's getting an album no matter what, because it's built with the images that they've purchased. That way, everybody, you're getting the marketing return with from every single one of your customers being able to share their sticky album.
Right. And they just love it. So, I mean, it's really great. And they will really hassle you for it. Like, and you'll get like these texts because, you know, if you cater to babies, these moms are up all night. So, like, if I keep my phone will chirp all night. My husband's like, who is texting you? It's 1 a.m. And these moms will just email you like at random times, like, hey, is my sticky album going to be up today? Or like, you know, and I'm like, seriously, it's a pregnant mom.
She's up feeding and she can't wait. She's hoping
exactly.
to have a picture.
You know, yeah. that's what they do. They peruse their phone while they're up yep. in the middle of the night.
Exactly. All right. Well, this has been so fun. Thank you for sharing all these great tips. We'll have links to sample sticky albums and to other places you can check out Daphne's awesome work. Thank you again. I really enjoyed chatting with you. You have an awesome rest of your day.
Thank you. I had a really nice time.
You bet.